If you have a special event coming up, or you're just in the mood for cake, keep in mind our friends at Sweet Squirrel Bakery on Instagram and Facebook and Gmail. Again, that is Sweet Squirrel Bakery for your next event, or just cuz.
All right, welcome to Meet Someone Who. Today we have Michaela, who's Meet Someone Who ran over their baby daddy. Michaela.
It's me.
One of my
true story.
Very newest friends, very who new. I adore.
Yes.
And I know that sounds like a lot, but I promise there's a reason.
And I promise I'm the best.
No, and I promise there's a reason behind the madness, and we're going to get to it.
Yes.
And we met in behavioral therapy.
We did.
So shouts out to where we went. I'm not going to say any more information on that.
Yeah, shouts out.
It's because of HIPAA and all that good shit. But yeah. So Meet Someone Who has ran over their baby daddy. Okay, we're in behavioral therapy where people meet who have something that's going on with them, or they have a mental disability or illness or a addiction of some kind or something like that. It's for just behavioral therapy, just going to change the behavior that you
you need help.
Anymore.
Yeah.
So it's you have come to a point in your life where you're like, hey, I need a second. I need to take time to myself and learn about myself and get through it. So really cool that we were both in that program at the same time.
Yeah, I loved it. We were lucky.
She showed up a day after me. I was like, hey, I love your hair.
You were the first person that talked to me.
Yeah.
I love your hair.
I love your hair. Thank you so much for being here. Just, you know, always try to encourage you from the first day. And try to.
Yeah.
I mean,
we bonded.
It was a bonding experience. And
it was nice.
It was nice. And I don't know. And I wouldn't trade that time for the world.
No,
so.
I'm glad.
So, okay. But we've gone over that. We're getting help. We've gotten help.
Yeah, yes. Since this incident, I have assessed myself.
We've gotten help.
Yeah.
We're doing okay.
We are.
But let's talk about it. I know we're kind of taking a lighter approach to, not light, because it's not a light subject.
Yeah.
But it seems like you have come to a point where you're comfortable talking about it.
Yeah.
So I appreciate you coming on the show and talking about it with me. It was a domestic violence situation that you were in for a number of years with the father of your child.
Three and a half.
And you're so young, so that's you're 3 years
younger
than me.
Yeah, from 18 to 22. But the domestic, wasn't until a year in. But then,
because it's, it sneaks up.
Everybody's
sometimes.
In love the first year.
No, yeah, it's a honeymoon. It's so cute.
You have kids and you fucking hate each other.
Right,
so.
Yeah. So tell me, honeymoon phase, what's the reasons you stay? I know the reasons to leave. We know that.
Right. I mainly stayed the typical girly answer. We had a baby and you want a family, the family you made. So I stayed for a long time.
Trying to get that.
Trying to, my parents were split up. Everybody's parents are split up. Just trying not to be the percentage.
But
fuck the percentage, because it ain't healthy.
Well, when it's such a big percentage, 50-50 is big.
And we were young. I was 18 when I found him out there in the streets.
Well, it's that young love that it's so
it
hard.
Was
I was in such a. I wasn't in a physical. Thing, but I was in an emotional situation, and it was just, God, it's so vindictive, and it's so hard.
It's draining.
It's draining because it takes every bit of your energy to go through, and it's what's the worst thing I could say to this person right now to hurt his feelings?
Because
it made me toxic and bad and awful.
Yeah, see, that's why I had to go to therapy. Because
that's
what
I'm saying. It's he just transferred this energy to me, and then it's all mine, and I transform it into my own awful traits and things that I do.
Yes.
Where are you? I want your location. Where are you now?
Yes.
Blah, blah, blah. I started to be this monster.
Yeah.
So that's what happened. You just enveloped yourself in each other.
Yeah.
And
the abuse got, of course, worse till the end. Really worse. But it did, especially going to therapy, make me realize that I have a lot of toxic shit too.
Yeah.
I don't
it's hard
think
to come
like
to.
A normal person, I think, it's just different. I was in it for a long time, but thank God I'm out.
I feel you.
Yeah.
Thank God we're out. Life's too.
We're out here and we're living.
Life's too goddamn
and I'm
short.
Better.
And that's not your whole life. It's not going to be defined by this situation. So
no.
What?
It was a pretty wild.
So let's break down the title. You you ran over his foot at some point. That was a whole other occasion.
A whole other occasion.
But the main occasion was...
The windows.
The main occasion was you tried to run, or you thought about it.
Yeah, I was...
Dead set.
I was on my way.
So tell me about your day in the car. You get in the car, and what are you thinking?
Well, I was intoxicated, of course.
Okay, and what time is it?
It's about 11. I got off work.
And you work, you're a waitress.
Yeah, I'm a waitress. Yes. So we had actually been split for a week at this point, and he had texted me and said, hey, we had this mutual friend named Henny, right? So he was like, hey, I'm going to Chili's with Henny. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. But we had agreed that we were going to, when I got off work, talk about mending our family and, like, making it perfect or whatever. So I get off work, and my friends are like, hey, do you want to go to Chili's? So I'm like, yeah, let's go drink at
Fuck
Chili's.
Yeah. Chili's?
Yeah.
Fuck
it was
yeah.
like Chili's or the bar. So, yeah, let's go to Chili's and drink, okay? This day, my kid decided to hide my glasses.
Perfect.
Because, you know, kids do stupid shit. So I went to work with no glasses, and I could not see. So me and my best friend and I thought he was there with Henny. Like, I really did. I wasn't going there to, like, spy on him. I was like, well, yeah, let's go. He's there anyways. So we get there.
Because you've been established how long in this relationship at this point?
2 years.
Okay. So,
yeah.
He's going to be there. It's fine. I'll see him.
Yeah, it's fine. Like, and then we're going to probably leave together and go home and talk about, like, mending our relationship. So we get to Chili's, and I don't see his car. And I'm like, that's really weird. So anyways, I can't see without my glasses. Like, I can't see shit. So we're walking, and then we get inside Chili's, and I'm, like, sitting in the bar area, and I'm, like, sitting in a booth, like, to the right, and then, like, I look over to the left, and I can't see faces, but I can, like, see that it's him. Like, he's a big, jacked, like, Mexican dude. Like, I can see that's him.
Right.
But I cannot see who's with him at all. And I look at my best friend, and I'm like, who is he with? And she's like, mm-mm.
No, she's like. To the, listeners, like, she's doing the, like
the neck
cut
thing.
Off the head, like, neck thing right now.
Mm,
like,
mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Like, don't even talk about it. Don't look. Don't think. Don't look.
So I'm like, oh. Bet. So who's he with? And she's like, I was like, it's okay. I'll get
you
over
you pull
there.
Out your magnifying
myself.
Glass.
No, I'm like, it's fine. I'll go introduce myself. I'm on my way. And she's like, no, 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 no. She's like, it's two girls. And I'm like, well, let's hope they're his fucking sisters. And so I'm like, see, at the time I didn't realize, because, you know, I have anxiety. I was right. so mad that I was having a panic attack. And looking back now, I know I was having a panic attack because, like, I couldn't breathe. I couldn't breathe. So I, like, sit there and I drink one margarita. And then I'm like, I have to go to the bathroom. And my friend's like, I don't think that's a good idea. And I was like, well, I can't hold it. So, I wasn't going to do anything.
You had broken the seal already, or did you not have to go to the bathroom?
I did not have to go to the bathroom at all. But I had to walk by his table, yes. So I wanted to get a good look.
Shake some ass.
Shit, punch some shit, you know?
Shake some ass.
So, I'm, like, rounding the corner or whatever, and I look, because I'm, like, really close at this point.
Yeah.
And I
no, you're
see.
Probably like not. No, like, bro, you're probably like not.
I'm probably like 10 feet, but I'm like.
Inconspicuous at all. You're probably like.
I was. Like I literally, like, I'm like looking at
no, like,
the
right
table.
In front of them,
yeah.
Like, you're like right in front of
yes,
them, like.
Hello?
And, you're
and
like,
you know, oh, I come from a small
funny.
Town.
That's
everybody knows,
funny.
Like, who I am. So I, like, round the table, and I'm like, you know what? You're going to take the high road. You're not going to, like, say anything. And then, like, before I knew it, I got to a table. And, you know, like, those, like, kiosk things
yes.
that you pay?
Yes.
I just grabbed it and turned around and chunked it at his head.
Oh!
In the middle of Chili's.
Damn.
Yeah. And he didn't do anything. He looked at the ground. Because, like, he knew. Like, I fucked up. I told her that I was going to... be here with a dude, and I'm here with two girls. So I, like, go in the bathroom, and I'm in there for 5 seconds, then I come out, and then I drink four more margaritas, as I should.
How many margaritas have you had this point?
It was my fifth.
So your fifth
when
margarita.
Everything finally went down.
Okay.
Yeah. But about the fourth, like, because, you know, it's a small town, they know me, the bartender comes up to me, and she's like, look, if you whoop their ass inside, I have to call the cops. But But if you whoop their ass outside, I didn't see shit.
No way.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, that's a bet. So she kind of put it in my head. Like, I was like, bet.
Let's take this outside.
Yeah. I'm like, you're not going to call?
And how, wait, how old are you again when this is going on? 21.
21, yeah.
Okay. And you're how old right now?
22.
We're learning, growing, and changing every day. Every day.
Every day.
Okay. So, okay. Mm-hmm. Continue. You.
Yeah. So,
she says, let's take this outside or take this outside.
She's like, if you take it outside, I didn't see shit.
Okay.
I was doing my side
work. So that's your like so call to action. Like, I'm let's like, do
I'm
this.
Beating everybody's ass and I'm getting away with it. So, then like I finished my fifth margarita. And, well, the whole time, like, I had two friends with me, and one friend was, like, mine and his friend. She'd been our friend for years. But, like, the whole time, I'm, like, taking a sip of a margarita and then, like, looking over and being, like, home wrecking bitches, you know, stuff like that. Like, just screaming. And they, like, look at me.
Hold on. But they let you stay after you threw the thing at his head?
Yeah.
So everybody saw that, though?
Yeah.
Like, but they let you stay.
Yeah.
Okay, because you're just...
I go there a lot.
You go there. Everybody knows you. So
everybody knows
you. Like,
all right, so
Michaela,
like,
don't do that again.
Yeah.
Okay, Michaela, like, next time, we're going to have to get you a double. Yeah. Like, okay.
We're going to pretend you didn't just throw that.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. So then, after the fifth margarita, I actually did have to go to the bathroom that time.
Okay, so we're telling the truth.
Yeah, we're being honest now. So, again, I, like, go around them, and I, like, just remember, like, looking at her and being like, I hope you know what you just got yourself into, little lady. You know, back in my crazy days. I wouldn't do that now. But, so I go to the bathroom, okay? Whatever. I'm coming out of the bathroom, and he meets me outside of the bathroom.
To, like, specifically to, see you?
Yeah. Or? Like, it was obvious that I went to the bathroom and he followed to where, like, when I was walking out, we would, like, literally, like, beat in each other's face.
Right.
Right. So I'm like, would you like to explain something? And I, like, give him a second to talk. And I'm like, you said that I was supposed to come over tonight. And we were going to talk about things, and I was going to come move back in, and everything was going to be fine. This man looked me dead in the face and says, well, then let's go home then. After he had just had a beautiful dinner with his two lovely side chicks, he's like, well, then let's just get up and go home, dang it. And so before I knew it, we were in the men's restroom, swinging. I'm not going to lie. We were beating the hell.
You and him.
Yeah. We were beating.
So it went straight from.
When he said.
Let's go home then.
He said, well, then let's go home. And acted like he had done nothing. I like turned and pushed him in the men's restroom. And we were swinging. Both of us. Just like swinging.
So you ignored that lady's advice.
Yeah, so I ignored her advice. I did. But the bathroom, you can't see the bathroom from the bar. Like, you know.
So
I'm just like swinging. He's swinging. We're both getting hit. And my best friend, she's little. She's like 5'1". And she like walks like she busts in the door and she looks at me and she goes, nope. And then she turns back around. She's like, nope.
God damn.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, I don't know what I would have done.
Yeah,
in that
she's like, no, I don't want to be. No, she's like, I'm good.
We're straight.
Yeah, she's like, y'all just go ahead, man. So,
So we're still not in the car.
Not in the car. All this.
How does this go from the bathroom of Chili's?
Well, we fought. We were swinging in Chili's, and then the friend that is both him, she's bigger than me. So I remember she kicked the door in. And she just looked at me dead in the face, and she was like, I'm going to give you four more. She's like, four more swings, and then I got to pull you off. And I was like, okay. So I did four more swings, and she pulled me off. And then we sat down.
Y'all are civil.
Yeah.
That's really.
I'm like, four more swings,
Is that the, like, unspoken, like, respect? Like,
yeah, I'm like, I respect that. Yeah. I respect that you will continue, yeah. You know?
Okay. So yeah. I, adore that, I guess.
Thank you.
In a weird
yeah.
Yeah. In as much as I can.
Yeah.
So, okay, y'all, she pulls you off. Go ahead.
She pulls me off. We go sit down, and I see, like, he goes back. And really, I don't have a Twitter, right?
Right.
So, but it's a small town again. So she's tweeting stuff about me.
The girl that pulled you off.
No,
the girl that is with him that you saw.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
She's tweeting like, OMG, the guy I'm on a date with is boxing his girlfriend in the bathroom at Chili's. Like, she's tweeting about me. I'm like, shut your mouth. So I see that they're starting to pay. So I look at the bartender and I'm like, tab me out. Put a $50 tip. I don't care. I got to go. And she's like, are you going to do it? And I was like, I'm going to do it. And at that point, I honestly didn't even know who I wanted to beat up. It was mainly her. Because I had already gotten a fight with him. So I pay out. They pay out. And these girls, I could, like their heads were looking at the ground. And they were just walking. Like, super fast. And I was, like, running. Like, uh-uh. So I get in my car.
And you're 5 margaritas in, right?
I'm 5 margaritas in, okay. Baby. I'm gone.
So you're feeling it.
Baby. I was good. And I start my car. And peel out or whatever. And I see him. I didn't see her, but I saw him, and I just accelerated, like, as fast as I could, and he did jump out at the last minute, and I did end up hitting another vehicle. Because
okay.
He jumped to the right, and so I was like, well, I'm going to the right, too. And I hit another car. And to this day, my car is still zip-tied in the front.
Really?
Yes.
What an insurance nightmare.
What, like, an please, insurance nightmare, yes.
Please call to submit your claim. Well, where do I start?
There was a pedestrian.
There's
in
this
the
podcast
the
you can
road.
Listen to, and it'll tell you yes. everything you need to know about that yes. night. Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So, did you get any legal trouble because of this?
Or no.
No, you're fine.
The bartender did poke her head out and be like she just gave me a look like, and I was like, I didn't know I was going to wreck. I can't see and I'm drunk. Like, I was just.
It's not my fault.
I was just trying. So I had to leave my car there because, like, my whole front bumper was literally on the ground. Like, my two friends picked it up and I put my car in reverse and parked it and they, like, walked with my bumper. Yeah.
I can tell you some dumb shit I've done drunk. Yeah. Some dumb shit.
You know? You don't
think rationally. One time I was driving home and I had to. And listen, we're getting help. We've gotten help. We're doing much better. These are our old stories. For the sake of education, educate yourself. Go get help, please. Yeah. We're not advocating for these things.
No, absolutely not.
But I had to steer my wheel all the way to the right to drive home. I had hit the curb so bad. Like,
yeah.
Ever done that?
Yeah.
The axle, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've been there. Yeah. Like, so no, yeah. I feel you.
Yeah.
But thank God nobody got hurt. Thank God he didn't run him over. That would have been a whole other legal nightmare.
I probably wouldn't be here doing the podcast.
You probably would not be.
Lucky he got
getting
away.
That forced help. Like, see, we got help voluntarily.
Yeah, I was going to get that forced help.
Help. But, yeah. I mean, it's all good and dandy.
It
now.
Is. We're everything's fine.
Learn, grown, changing. And how, so you're obviously not in a relationship with him anymore.
No.
Did that end it? Or was that the beginning of
the
end?
That was the beginning.
That was just the
just the beginning of the shit show.
You don't have to get into the nitty gritty details, of course, because this episode is about you and
right.
your experiences, of course. But just it ended off badly, I'm guessing.
The way it ended off is nothing like the car story.
Is like light,
yeah.
compared to yeah,
super light. There's been cops called,
windows bashed.
I busted all his windows at one point.
You said, we're in class, and she's like, yeah, they called me Hurricane Michaela.
Hurricane Michaela, yeah.
Because she busted out all the windows in her baby daddy's house.
His house was boarded up. Yeah, yeah. Not that I'm proud. That's why I went to go, you know.
Seek help.
Again, because it's not normal for people to try to commit murder or vandalize or breaking and entering. But he made it out alive. He's fine. Yeah. Then I went to his house after.
Okay.
because I thought that's where they might be going. So I went in through a window. But nobody was home, so.
Thank God.
I made it to a safe spot and went to sleep.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, in the spirit of moving on, and we're better than that.
So much better. God.
We're respectful. Oh. We co-parent now. Or, you know, visitation.
We have our days. We have our days. He still irks me. But, yeah, he gets them every other weekend. He's with me all the time. I drop him off, pick him up. We don't fight. We're better. We're okay.
Good. He still finances your nails sometimes.
Actually, no. No, he asked me for $20 yesterday because he didn't have any money for food.
That's me as fuck.
So, no, he's not financing my nails.
But
I'm financing my own nails.
Well, see, there you go. That's all that really matters.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. We're hot and we're cold. We're yes.
Are you looking for a partner right now?
I'm still talking to Mr. Boy.
Yes.
Hates puff bars a lot.
All right. And how's that going? Is there prospects? Are we looking for
It's
for
okay.
More?
I can't say it'll work for sure. I'm not that confident in it. I sense a lot of toxic tendencies, and I can't.
From both? Or just everybody? Him, really. For him? Yeah.
Control. Okay. Control.
And see, this is what we were talking about on one of my a podcast that hasn't come out yet. my cousin, I was saying, what were the signs that you put on pink glasses for? Like, the signs that you just were there, mm-hmm. but you just chose mm-hmm. not to see, like, not that it's your fault for all this happening. I'm not saying that at all. But I'm saying, what were there signs that people were like, hey, bro, that's not okay? And but you just ignored them.
Yeah. I just felt, you know.
Like you knew better.
I loved him. It didn't matter.
They don't know. They're not my relationship.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't see the happy times that we rarely have.
Did the good outweigh the bad?
No.
Really?
It really didn't. But I wanted it to so bad that I convinced my mind that.
No, yeah, you could have, like, forged this fake memories of.
Yes.
Of happy times that didn't exist. Like,
there were not many. But.
Yeah.
I told myself, you know, at times there were. We can get back there. But
sometimes, honestly, life's too short. Some things are just too far gone. Like, if it doesn't work out.
And
just,
why fight for something?
There's so many other people, bro. There's so many people in this world. I mean, like, yes, I'm a romantic. I believe in, like, one true loves and shit like that. I'm not saying that. But if something stops working, it's
you
no
just
longer
gotta let it stop working.
It's not working anymore. It's not doing anybody any favors.
Right.
Let's reconvene in 10 years.
Yeah.
We're all completely different people.
Yeah, after I've seeked help.
We're both seeked help.
Yeah.
So the signs, you not good, but the signs that you didn't want to see from advice from things you didn't want to hear.
Didn't want to. I mean, I knew. You know.
What made you stop and be like, maybe they are making sense. Like, maybe I shouldn't be around. Like, maybe this isn't for me. Was it someone? Did someone convince you, like, hey, you're better than this? Or was it you?
No, it was me.
For your son?
Yeah, of course. My son matters more than, I mean, you know, anything. But it was me in the end, but it had to reach a ridiculous, like
Lifetime movie event.
Yes, like, it had to reach something that should not happen to anybody for me to be like, huh, I don't think that is normal.
I don't think that's correct.
I don't think something isn't feeling right here.
Not right here.
No, not quite.
So we've seeked help. Gotten treatment. Treatment isn't like a one and done situation. It's ongoing thing. Relapse is part of that. Everything just always moving, growing, changing.
Oh, I should have added. I'm an alcoholic as well.
But we weren't going to have the episode be called Meet Someone.
The Raging Alcoholic Who Runs
That's
People
too
Over.
Generic.
Isn't it?
But it's fine. We're recovering.
We're getting there.
Everything's where we need to be. Everything's fine. Yeah. But no, I think it's important that we don't, like, minimalize how important it is to seek help and
get
better.
Oh, it's so important.
And how has treatment supported you and been bad? I know I've had to go inpatient before, and I know,
right?
And I know sometimes that treatment is really hardcore, and it's you live there for a week.
Yeah, and you know what's strange is on my last day, the doctor told me today is your last day, and I was like, I don't want to go.
No, you almost like, get I don't used go. To it. Yeah.
And that still blows my mind, but I was like, can I stay one more day? Like, it was like my routine, you know?
Yeah, I liked it.
Like, it was disciplined. It was very disciplined, yeah. You know? And I liked the group therapies. I am probably more like a one-on-one person.
That's what I was asking Eli was, do you find it beneficial?
Shout out to Eli. We
shouts out to Eli. Eli part of our little Eli. Lunch group. Love you, Eli. Shouts out. But did you find group therapy, is it helpful hearing all the perspectives from people and like their encouragements? Cause I get that is helpful. Their encouragements are helpful to hear, even if it's from people you don't know.
Like, right.
I appreciate it. I appreciate the experience, but it's not like 100% one-on-one tailored. Like,
no,
like she does give you those one-on-one little pointers here and there.
Right.
But it's not like, hey, tell this me is what's about going
you.
On. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's 45 minutes dedicated to you every time, all the time. It's maybe like 10 minutes here and there.
Yeah.
But it's not all the time.
I mean, it did help just going and talking, you know. And before, I didn't talk to anyone about, you know, like depression or anxiety or like my alcoholism. I just pushed it aside until it became like dangerous to everyone. So it was just good seeing like people, I'm not the only one, like people, everybody's got their shit.
Everyone does have their shit. And it's so important to see like the different faces in group therapy too. Cause I'm just like all you the know? Different ages yes. and it's like everybody of every like thing can
and
relate.
People that you like, you know, your first day, like you'll sit there and look at them and it's like, I think they're in here for this.
No.
And
right.
You're like completely wrong.
No, exactly.
Completely.
So, yeah. It's interesting, but yes. I'm glad it's had a positive effect on your life, and I know it's had a positive effect on mine. Like, I was telling somebody else, I was just like, man, I started this podcast because of therapy.
Yeah, we were always talking about it on lunch break and stuff.
We were talking about it, talk about it, and I finally got around to doing it, and it's been really fun, and I put out a new episode every few days, and everybody's really supportive.
Following, love them all.
Really supportive, and I really appreciate you being here, and do you have any advice, because you're literally like my third domestic violence like related episode so far.
Yeah.
And I've only been out not even a month, so there's so many women out there, and in the most mild and the most severe cases, you know, right. What I mean, like from ranging from very very mild to very very severe. I mean, what, as someone who's been in that situation, what do you have to say, if anything at all, about like someone who wants to even think about starting to change that?
If I could look back, I guess, at my old self, you just have to be really raw with yourself. Like, this relationship,
raw, like blunt.
Yes, like okay. That you think is like the end game, is it worth like risking your life for, you know? And especially with me with a kid, it blew up to where like I almost ended up dying. So it's like, is it worth like taking my life to where I won't see my baby? It's not. You just have to, but you know, it's so hard when you're in it.
Yeah. It's hard to see.
So it's hard to say, because when you're in it, even little things that people would be like, what the hell? Like, you don't see it as that. Like, you're like, what? Like, you know, it's normal.
It's like augmented reality.
Yeah.
Like
you don't. But seek help and get help. And once you get help, if you decide,
what's get help look like? There's facilities you can go get assessed.
There is. You can get assessed. You've got to love yourself, but loving yourself is the hardest thing you can do.
It's complicated.
Yes.
Cause it's a whole thing about feeling worthy.
Exactly.
Worthy enough for love, and worthy enough for relationships, and worthy enough. Am I good? I'm sure for you, am I good mom?
Yeah.
Am I all good this? Am I a good girlfriend? Yeah. There's so many things to like that set you up for.
It's a lot of pressure.
It's a lot to hold yourself up to.
Yeah, it is.
How do you is the pressures of life like that? Is that what drives you to drink? Is that Is it stress? Is it anxiety? Because I used to drink all the time. I used to 6-pack a day after work.
Yeah, I was worse than, I was pretty bad. I'm good now. Not perfect. I still drink.
We're tamed. God, I think that's all I could hope for, too, is just being tamed.
Nothing compared to, like, not even in the same ballpark.
That's good to hear.
But, yeah, I think that I just used alcohol to numb it because the things that were happening to me, I just didn't want to think, like, this is happening to me. Like, I am being...
You never think it's going to be you.
No.
I always thought, I was like, no, I'm not the girl that gets in a relationship like this.
Yeah.
I'm not that girl.
I mean, I had a kid. I was like, I'm going to have a beautiful family that loves each other forever. And then one day I just remember, like, he came home and I just remember, like, trying what I always did just to, like, not trigger him in any way. And then... one day something just clicked in my head and it was just like, I don't give a fuck anymore.
You're tired of walking around. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. And from that point on, I would go out and I just used alcohol every day for so many days just to not deal with it. And it was an excuse to not be home with him.
Yeah.
So I definitely used alcohol to numb it. As many, you know, many people use alcohol to numb.
Oh, girl, I can't even tell you all the things.
You know, it numbs it to numb. That night.
Oof. But I feel you, and I'm glad to hear that it's getting tamer and
for sure tamer.
We're learning, we're growing, we're changing. You're spend a lot of time with your son.
Oh God!
And being a good mom is important to you. I can tell. Like that's all you talk about in group. And just your son this, and so it's cute to see someone your age be such a cute, like, loving mother. Because it's so hard to like, damn. Every time I see, like, my friend told me today, like, that him and his wife are pregnant, and I was just like, oh my God! Like, he's my age. Like, this isn't even a weird time. Like, this isn't even weird. It's not supposed to be weird right now because we're 26. Like, right? I'm 26. Like, I'm just like, Jesus Christ. But it's such a big,
big, and I had him at 20. So pregnant at 19, baby at 20.
Did it wake you up to some stuff? Like,
oh yeah. I mean, the first 6 months of his life, I was like a paranoid freak. Like, I didn't go anywhere. Well, I didn't do anything.
My grandma's episode, but I asked her, I was like, because she said she had like no education and never talked to her mom and whatever. And I'm not sure what your relationship is with your mom now, because I know we've talked about that. But she was just like, I just came naturally because she's such a good mother. You know what I mean? Did it kind of click in for you you saw him?
Yeah. Like, that's it.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
Nice. It's good to hear.
He'll be three. He's fixing to be three.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gonna be a mother to a three-year-old. I saw your snap of you and him at the aquarium. Is that aquarium you were always talking about? Yeah. Hell yeah.
We go a lot.
That's cute. You should buy a season pass.
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
When a kid likes something, you gotta...
God, it's annoying, though.
It's annoying, but you know it's like a guaranteed smile. Like
that mom that's like... Everything he does is so cute. Like, the shit gets annoying. No, I've seen the shark 100 times.
No, I've seen the shark.
The same fucking shark.
I promise I've seen the shark, baby. Like, don't worry.
God.
That's funny. Yeah. But keeping busy with him and keeping busy with work and...
Yeah, I'm loving... therapy was hard for me. One of the hardest things
Because we were in therapy for like a month.
Yeah, and one of the hardest things was, you know, I was working too. Yeah. So I would literally... be there from 9 to 3 and get off and work an hour away and then work from 4 to 10. And it was like, I wasn't seeing him. And then I would have like mom guilt. Like, I'm not seeing him like I used to. He's probably confused. But it's just good to be back in the with each other all day, every day until I have to go to work.
Nice.
Much better.
I'm glad you have a schedule that works out.
And yeah.
For you that you were able to squeeze in therapy when you could. I know being inpatient's different. You don't have to do the extended, like, partial hospitalization program that we did.
Yeah.
But it was a good idea.
I chose to go to outpatient, like, straight from inpatient.
So it was something that I've always denied every time I went to inpatient.
Really?
So, yeah. The last 3 times I was inpatient, I said no. And this time I didn't even go inpatient. They just started me on PHP.
Yeah.
So it was just a really cool experience, and the therapist was wonderful, and I met so many great people. I met you and Eli, so many good people, and hopefully I've got JoJo coming on the show.
Oh,
yeah,
do love JoJo.
I might be an on site when I might take this over to her place, because she's always like inviting me to her place. So I just wanted
She's a sweetie.
She's the best. She's got a badass back tattoo. Have you seen it?
No.
I'll show you okay, a little bit. But yeah, so we met so many great people, and it was just such a great experience. So seek help, whatever that looks like. Even if it's just asking a friend, calling the suicide hotline. I love the suicide hotline. Shouts out. They helped me when one of my friends was self-harming, and I had to reach out to them and figure out what to do. And they have a lot of great resources. And
yeah, I've never called.
It's just, you can even text them, I think, now. You know, the domestic hotline one that I did on my last, it's not out yet, but one of my episodes is called Is a Survivor. And we have the domestic hotline stuff at the end of the episode. I don't have it in front of me right now, or else I would say it again.
Yeah.
But
domestic violence is very serious. Everybody should take it very seriously. And if you feel like something is getting domestic, I promise you it will only get worse. So
see the signs.
A simple choking you against the wall will lead into far more. So believe it and get out.
Unless you're asking for it sexually.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
It's not happening. But we're not doing that.
Yeah. It's a serious thing.
I think it's called the hotline.org. You can chat or call from there. But that's a domestic violence outreach thing, social community, whatever. But that's a good resource. And I'm just glad we live in an age that we do, where it's not like, it's still frowned upon to be a woman who's like, I've been domestically abused. Like, you're never, there's always going to be that.
You know,
like,
and I've got to be honest, it's hard for me, like, you know, the last situation, I'll just say he did try to kill me. Right. You know? And still, some reason, it just like saying like I'm a survivor. I just don't know why I can't say it. Like,
it's,
I don't know why.
We train women to belittle their overcomings.
And I know
stuff
that's
like
what
that.
It is.
And
like,
it's
the
not
things
a, it's
that
not
happened
a small
to me
feat.
Were crazy. Yeah. But I still can't be like,
I survived this.
Yes. You're like, you know, it's
fresh.
Hard for
it's
me.
It's too fresh.
It's hard. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
For me to be like.
Well, I'm honestly just excited and honored that you decided to share your story on here today.
As
you know, many laughs or whatever as we went through.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're wrapping in at
it's been a journey.
It's been a journey. We're wrapping in at about that time. Is there anything that you want to say? I know we've been over, like, seek help, get that help.
Get
but
it.
Anything else you want to go over? Anything important that we missed?
This
is about you, so I want that.
You know, I don't.
Shouts out to anybody.
Shouts out to you. Love all right. you.
All right.
Good shout out to Eli.
Shout out to Eli.
Carlos, if you're listening.
Carlos.
Big shout out to Carlos.
Shout out to Carlos. Carlos.
We love Carlos.
So there's one listener of mine in Spain, and I was like, is that you, Carlos? And I don't think you're there yet. So.
Yeah. Well, maybe when you listen to this one, it'll be in Spain.
Maybe it'll be in Spain. But keep in touch.
Yes. Yes.
Anything else you want to say? For the
I don't think so. I'm just glad I was here. Glad I came here.
Well, thank you so much, Michaela. And all you listeners out there, have a wonderful night. And thank you for listening. To
thank you.
Meet someone who. And follow Sweet Squirrel Bakery on Instagram, please.
Please do.
Please do. What a great bakery service.
Sweet Squirrel. Love the name as well.
Love the name. If you need a themed cake or anything like that.
You know, I'll go there for Noah's third birthday, actually.
No, I'll get
you're
you.
Shouting it out.
I'll get you a deal. It's cute. No, she can make anything. She can make a shark cake or some shit. Some shit like that. I'll hook you up.
We'll do it.
But thank you so much for listening, and have a wonderful night.
Bye.